on MILB TV and MILB.com. This is Salem Red Sox Baseball.
Here's the 2-2. Swing and a sky-high drive out towards right. This ball's going. It is gone! The first home run in 2023 for the Red Sox at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Kicks and deals the 3-2. Swing and a miss! Strikeout number 19 is a staff for the Red Sox, and they win it.
Minor League Baseball has been in Salem dating back to the 1950s. Since 2009, it's been home to the affiliate of the 9-time World Series champion, Boston Red Sox. This is Boston Tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
0-1 lifted in the air towards right field. This one's deep. This is out of here. We are tied in the Salem Knights. 1-2 is hit in the air towards right field. It's deep. It's dropping. Salem walks it off and wins the series opener against Fredericksburg.
It's time for today's Red Sox pregame report. Now let's go to the ballpark. Here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
We welcome you here to Salem Memorial Ballpark as for the last time in 2023, the Lynchburg Hillcats take on the Salem Red Sox. Has been a long season series, finally coming to the season finale. Hello everyone, Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one this afternoon. And what is a Game 7 due to a rainout on 4th of July, or the week of 4th of July in Lynchburg. There was a doubleheader played here in Salem for this series that turned our traditional 6-game series into a 7-game series. Well, let's get you caught up on what happened in this series. Starting all the way back on Tuesday, feels like a month ago, Salem took the win against starting pitcher Yorman Gomez, who is back in the lineup today. 6-1 was the final score on Tuesday. A sweep of the doubleheader for Lynchburg with two decisive victories, 9-3 and 7-2. In Game 4 of the series, Salem took it in a close 1-4-3. Game 5 Friday night, 8-3 Lynchburg, a dominating victory. And Game 6 last night, a 7-2 victory in which Jedickson Paez shut the Hillcats down 6 innings, only one hit of shutout ball in the quality start for Jedickson Paez. Now we're here on Sunday series finale. Gio, what are you looking forward to the most in our game-deciding rubber match, Game 7? Here on Sunday afternoon.
I'm just looking forward to two teams going out there and battling. It's been a really exciting series, back and forth the entire way. One team will win a game, the other team responds. I'm excited to see how the Red Sox are able to come out and continue to prove that they know how to fight through adversity. That's kind of been the story in this second half for the Red Sox. You talk about being down in a series against the Down East Wood Ducks, then winning back-to-back games, a come-from-behind win last Sunday on the road in Down East, down in North Carolina. Looking for that same kind of energy today, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the Red Sox, again, if things don't go their way early, if they are down in this ball game, how they can fight back and continue to play 9 innings of baseball.
Well, Gio, back on Tuesday, we'll talk about this more in depth in a few moments, but Yorman Gomez was on the mound for the Hillcats, went 4 2/3, allowed 4 runs to the Red Sox. What kind of lessons could he learn from that first start, and what are you looking forward to from Yorman Gomez here in this finale now that he's pitching for the second time this week?
Well, it's exactly that, right? He's seen some of these guys multiple times now for the Red Sox, right? He's seen a handful of these batters, but you can say the contrary of that in favor of the Red Sox. Now these Red Sox batters are going to see him for the second time, so that's always going to play a factor. I find that matchup interesting. One of the only teams in the Carolina League North that does this 5-man rotation where you could see a guy twice in a series, and we're seeing it right here with the Red Sox facing Yorman Gomez now for the second time in the opener, and now in Game 7, the closers. So, you know, it's a stick that goes both ways, the double-edged sword. It could be in favor of the pitcher for seeing batters for a second time, but it certainly could be in favor of the batters for seeing a pitcher a second time around.
Well, let's take a quick look at the standings in the Carolina League. We'll start in the North. Carolina Mudcats lead the division by 3.5 games at 18-10, 9-1 in their last 10 games. On a 5-game winning streak are the Mudcats. Next closest team is Salem at 15-14 in the second half, 3.5 back. Tie for third between Down East and Lynchburg, both at 14.5 games back. Delmarva at 12-16, 6 back. And Fredericksburg getting the win last night, but still 7 games back on the division leaders at 11-17. Gio, what are you making of the North early in the second half?
Well, I mean, you saw both of these two teams tied last night, right? Salem was able to get one. Now you can create a little bit of separation, at least for second. If you can win another one here today, that would give you a 2-game advantage between second and third place, something the Red Sox would certainly like to be able to do. But it's Carolina at the top, the Mudcats, kind of running away with things. You need them to start losing, and you have to keep playing winning baseball if you're the Red Sox. But, you know, this is a team right now that in a lot of ways controls their own destiny.
Well, let's head over to the South. Charleston, who was last place in the first half of the season, leads it at 19-9. Myrtle Beach, winners of the first half in second, 3.5 games back. At 4.5 games back, the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Then you have a big drop-off at 6.5 games back, the Columbia Fireflies, losers of 6 in a row, including 5 to those Carolina Mudcats. Salem hoping that the Fireflies can at least salvage a game of that 6-game set against the Mudcats. Then a tie for last in the Carolina League South, the Augusta Green Jackets and Fayetteville Woodpeckers rounding things out in the South. Gio, just a shock of Charleston and Columbia, who looked so good in the first half, now losing 5 in a row to Carolina, who Salem needed to lose.
Well, that's just it, right? Guys, you know, the roster all across the league, they look completely different now than they did at the beginning of the year or even at the All-Star break 2 weeks ago. I mean, even look at the Red Sox roster. You got Gianfranc Salazar playing pretty much every night. He wasn't here 2 weeks ago for Salem. So rosters look completely different, and you see guys move up. A couple of guys get hurt, in particular here with the Red Sox that has happened. And it's just a completely different turnover, and that's kind of the fun of the second half, right? Because just because a team wins the first half does not mean that they're going to dominate in the second half. That's the beauty of baseball. That's the beauty of minor league baseball with how much these rosters change.
Well, managers are meeting. We'll take a short break when we come back. Injury report and starting lineups when we come back on MILB TV.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
It's time to find out who's in and who's out on Liam Carroll's Starting Nine. For today's injury report and starting lineups, here's Giovanni and Tyler.
We welcome you back here to Carilion Clinic Field at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Injury report, a lot of injuries to report for Salem, as has been the case this whole series. Daniel McKelvey, Matt Litwicki, Elmer Rodriguez Cruz, Juan Chacon, Miguel Blaise, and Abram Liendo all on the roster out with injuries, some on the 7-day, some on the 60-day IL. Brooks Brannan on the 7-day or day-to-day, he is not on the IL, not in the lineup tonight. For Lynchburg, Manuel Mejias and Guy Lipscomb both on the 7-day IL. Let's take you into the starting lineups first for the visitors and the Lynchburg Hillcats here on Game 7. Leading off, the left fielder, number 22, Angel Zarate. Batting second, the first baseman, number 1, Juan Benjamin. Batting third, the third baseman, number 12, Angel Hanau. Batting fourth, the shortstop, number 10, Jose Devers. Batting fifth, the right fielder, number 29, Perez Cavanaugh. Batting sixth, the center fielder, number 13, Lexer Sadui. In the 7-hole, the first baseman, number 27, Mark Filia. 8-hole, the DH number 46, Jordan Brown, and batting ninth, the catcher number 38, Wilmer Hernandez. On the mound is number 34, Yorman Gomez. For the Red Sox, written by manager Liam Carroll, Cutter Coffey at short leads things off. At second, batting second, number 8, Mikey Romero. Batting third, the center fielder number 38, Alexis Hernandez. Batting fourth, the third baseman number 2, Luis Ravello. In the 5-hole, the catcher number 26, Anderson Lira. Batting sixth, the first baseman number 14, Lionel James. At the 7th spot, the right fielder number 19, Albert Feliz. Back in left field, batting 8th, the number 13, Yorberto Mexicano. And batting 9th, the DH number 37, John Frank Salazar, on defensive rest today. The left-hander out of Old Dominion University, Noah Dean, takes the hill for Salem. Dean has struggled a little bit this year. It's no secret to that. Trying to move from a reliever to a starter role. We'll see what he can do here against the Hillcats this afternoon. Well, that'll take us to our final break. When we come back, first pitch of a decisive Game 7 of this series between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Stay tuned. First pitch coming up next on MILB TV.
Hey, Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Warm-ups are done and batting practice has come to a close. The Red Sox are ready to rock it in Salem. First pitch is right around the corner. With the call of today's game, here's Giovanni Heater and Tyler Katz.
The final note of the Star-Spangled Banner rings out here from Salem Memorial Ballpark, and we are ready for Game 7 of this seven-game series between the Lynchburg Hillcats and the Salem Red Sox. Hello, everyone. Here in the broadcast booth at Salem Memorial Ballpark, I'm Tyler Katz, joined alongside, as always, my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater. Gio, Noah Dean on the hill, 1-6 on the season, a 7.53 ERA, just trying to make that transition from a reliever in college to a professional starter. What are you looking for the only lefty currently on the roster for Salem in Noah Dean?
Yeah, you know, it hasn't been the easiest going for Noah Dean so far, certainly looking to bounce back here today, but I will say this, high praise from his manager and Liam Carroll. I mean, he gave him all the tip in the cap in the world earlier talking to him this week in his ability to fight through adversity last week. Had a little bit of a slow start in the Sunday game against Down East, which was a must-win for the Red Sox in order to win that series. He was able to fight through it, and the Red Sox were able to come from behind, end up winning that ball game, and Noah Dean was a big part of that. And high praise from a manager that, you know, he's going to give guys kudos, but he's not going to throw a statement like that out there, right? So if Liam Carroll says something like that and tips his cap like that, he means it. And high praise for Noah Dean.
Well, Noah Dean, like I mentioned, the only lefty on the hill for Salem on this entire roster. So Dean, a bit of a paradox, or that's not the right word. What word am I looking for here? The anomaly, I should say, here on this Salem roster as a left-handed arm. Again, the only left-handed arm either in the starting rotation or in the bullpen for Salem. Lynchburg relatively good at hitting against lefties. Noah Dean has pitched against the Hillcats a couple of times. Salem enters this matchup 15-14 in the second half. Lynchburg a game back on that, 14-15. The North Carolina product, Angel Zarate, will lead things off. Zarate batting 307. Missed a month and a half of baseball with an injury. First pitch, ball outside, clocked at 3:06 p.m. 86 degrees here in Salem, overcast skies. Winds are blowing at 3 miles per hour to the north-northwest. Gusting at 10. Flags are calm, if not blowing in. Called strike to Angel Zarate. 2-0. Called strike. And I believe that was a ball 2 pitches ago, so make it a 2-1 count. Zarate has looked good so far for Lynchburg. He swings and misses, but Noah Dean is the first to look good. A leadoff strikeout to Angel Zarate.
How about that? Great way to start. Great way to build your confidence here if you're Noah Dean.
And I was correct. That second pitch was a strike. The scoreboard had it wrong, and I got tripped up by it, so my apologies. Salem wearing their white pants. First pitch to Juan Benjamin is cracked over to third. Ravello, the third baseman, fires on to Lionel James in time and quickly two gone. We're 1 minute into this game, and there have been 2 outs recorded. Brings up Angel Hanau, the third baseman. But Lynchburg wearing their gray pants, camouflage jerseys with Hillcats written in black with yellow trim. Same font and colors for the number on the back of the jersey. First pitch to Hanau, hit over towards right field. Albert Feliz, the right fielder, tracks it foul territory and makes the catch. It's 3:08. First inning goes just about a minute and change. Very quick in the first inning. Bottom of the first coming up as we take our first break here on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, a very quick first inning takes us into our bottom of the first inning, I should say. Yorman Gomez takes the hill for the Cats of Lynchburg. Gomez 4-7 on the season, a 5.12 ERA. This is his 19th start of the season. In 70 and a third innings pitched, he has struck out 68, walking just 38. In his last start against Salem back on Tuesday, took the loss, pitched 4 2/3, allowed 6 hits, 4 runs, 4 strikeouts, and 3 walks. The 6 hits he allowed was the most in over a month. The last time before Tuesday that he allowed 6 hits or more in a ball game was to the Charleston River Dogs back on June 15th. Gomez, the right-hander from Coro, Venezuela, 20 years old, will have to take on Cutter Coffey, one of the youngest Red Sox, the high school second-round draft pick by the Red Sox. He swings and fouls off the first pitch he sees. Native to Bakersfield, California, is the 231 hitting Coffey.
Yeah, he put that one right off his knee here, and he's kind of hobbling, taking his time. Obviously never feels good. You usually don't see a guy kind of struggle this much with it, though. That one went right off his kneecap.
Well, Coffey seems to be okay as he steps back in with an 0-1 count, taking on Gomez. The 0-1 delivery is swung on and chopped foul right behind home. Defensive alignment for Lynchburg, Angel Zarate in left, Lexer Sadui in center, Perez Cavanaugh in right. Angel Hanau at third, Jose Devers at short, Juan Benjamin, the first baseman, and Mark Valia at first. Swing and a miss on the 0-2. Coffey will go down on strikes. First batter that Gomez faces is a strikeout swinging.
And he's still limping back to the dugout here. Not a great sign. You hope it's just a bruise. Off day tomorrow. Still got a whole game ahead of him, though.
Brings up Mikey Romero, another California high school product. Going back to back. First pitch, called a strike upstairs. 83 mile per hour off speed for Yorman Gomez.
The roommates bat 1-2.
The 0-1 delivery. Chopper over towards the first base side. Yeah, Cutter lost his original roommate in Roman Anthony when he was called up to High A Greenville and then slotted in when Mikey got here, living with Cutter. 0-2, swung on and missed, and Yorman Gomez has struck out two Red Sox in a row to start his day.
Yeah, he's dealing right now, locating that breaking ball really, really well.
It brings up Alexis Hernandez. He's batting .260 on the season. He's the center fielder today, typically a corner outfielder, but with Justinson Garcia out of the lineup, he is in center today. He swings and misses at the first pitch for strike one.
That's another breaking ball. Same pitch. I mean, he's going low out of the zone and fooling these Sox early.
The 0-1, another swing, same pitch, same location. And he has a chance to strike out the side here. And this could be, he has thrown 8 pitches. The 0-2 delivery downstairs. And that stops what could have been an immaculate inning for Yorman Gomez. On the first ball that misses just downstairs. The 1-2 delivery to Hernandez. A swing and a chopper over to short. Jose Devers gloves it to throw on to Mark Valia in time. And 1-2-3 go the Red Sox here in the bottom of the first. No runs, no hits, nobody left on base. Scoreless through an inning of play here on MILB TV.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Second inning already. We're 9 minutes into this ball game after both sides go 1-2-3 in the first inning. And it was Noah Dean making quick work of the Hillcats in the top of the first inning. You take a look at it, it was a 5-pitch at-bat to Angel Zarate. Then first pitch swinging was Juan Benjamin and Angel Hanau. So just 7 pitches so far for Noah Dean entering his second inning. First pitch is well outside to the first batter of the second, shortstop Jose Devers. Devers has been a Red Sox killer. Called strike to Devers. Will even up the count 1-1. You talk about 2 of his 6 home runs this season have come in this series alone. Devers has looked like a man possessed. 1-1, ball inside and too low. 2-1 count. Hit a grand slam as he pokes one the opposite way. Right field, Albert Feliz gives chase. He looks up. unbelievable. He has just hit his third home run of the series. Jose Devers hits his seventh of the season, 344 feet the opposite way, and Oppo Taco to right field.
Devers is on an absolute tear in this series. He's a force to be reckoned with, plain and simple, Tyler. He is really getting into the groove this series against the Red Sox, no matter who's on the hill.
344 feet, 94 mile per hour exit velo, and a 32 degree launch angle. First pitch to Perez Cavanaugh will go upstairs, one ball, no strikes. And was just talking about how he has been that guy and then goes and proves my point by hitting one to right. 1-0 comes inside, check swing, no swing on the appeal down. Corey Gerber in the field says no swing. Brendan Schmidt is our man behind the plate calling the balls and strikes. 2-0 heading back. This one is going to go into the seats behind home plate and rattle around in the concourse. Two balls, no strikes. Here on a Sunday afternoon, it's hot and sticky, 86 degrees and humid. Called strike at 73 miles per hour. That curveball for Noah Dean finds the zone. It's now 2-0. Not quite the start here in the second inning that Noah Dean wanted, as another ball will miss low, putting the count full. You talk about Noah Dean working through that first inning so quickly, and then Jose Devers puts the first hit and first run over the right field wall. Payoff pitch way high and inside, and Cavanaugh will draw the walk. Brings up Lexer Sadui. He's in center field today. Been a while since we've seen him in a ballgame. A couple days, I should say. He was the designated hitter two nights ago, went 0 for 4. Look over towards first from Noah Dean. Now kicks the leg, fires. Sadui swings and fouls one off. Back to the backstop. We have not seen Sadui in the field since back on Thursday night when he played in right. Pickoff over to first, but back in safely is Cavanaugh. Salem one game ahead of Lynchburg in the season standings. 0-1. Pitch to Sadui, a bit downstairs for ball one. Well, we just wrapped up our Christmas in July festivities last night, and Salem was able to treat the home crowd to a win. Gave away the jerseys off their backs, signed them for fans who bid on and won the auction. 1-1, swung on and missed. Sadui is down on the count, 1-2. And it's a special moment always when the players can interact with the community, take pictures, sign autographs, provide advice to future ball players and hopefully future Salem Sox. Look over first base. Dean picks up the leg, throws over to first, but back in safely is Cavanaugh. That's his second disengagement, so any more here without getting Cavanaugh out would result in a free pass on a balk. The 1-2, hit over towards first, it's speared by James. He steps on first, the throw to second, not in time. Cavanaugh slides in safely. It was a force play, so it was just on the bag before Coffey caught the ball, and Sadui is out on a three unassisted.
I think it's the right call. Sorry to interrupt.
No, all good. Go ahead.
I think it's the right call. It was close, but I think that was the appropriate call.
It was a very close play at second base. Great play by Lionel James over at first, as it now brings up Mark Filia. Entering this series, he was Lynchburg's home run leader, called strike on the first pitch downstairs at 81. That was until Jose Devers decided, you know what, I'm going to have a three-home run series, and went from 4-7 in one trip to Salem. And the always incredible on Twitter, Hunter Knoll, I was reading a tweet from him the other day, check swing, no swing, Filia's 1-1. And he said, Salem is the place where home runs go to die.
Yeah.
And Jose Devers has hit three at this ballpark in one series.
Crazy.
One, one. Hit over towards right field, but James, the first baseman, will watch it sail into the party deck in right.
What's Cutter got, two?
Cutter,
early in the series, right?
Early in the series, I believe so. Justinson Garcia has two in the series.
Yep. Albert Feliz has one.
Yep. One, two, Filia, a look back over towards second base. Kavanaugh taken off for third. The throw down from Lira, it's into the glove of Ravello, just a bit too high, and it's a stolen base for Prez Kavanaugh. Runner at third with one out for Lynchburg. It's 1-0, top two. Lynchburg in front.
Garcia almost had two last night. That double off the wall to start, then he did homer. But that double off the wall nearly got over. I mean, it was off the very top of the wall.
Nearly had it, but Mark Filia, as this is now Jordan Brown, takes the first pitch ball downstairs. Filia was called out on strikes during the stolen base attempt. It's the second strikeout for Noah Dean. Second offering to Brown is poked foul down the right field line and will land in the Lynchburg bullpen. Brown, the designated hitter, came in here in Salem to pitch in an extra inning game early in the season. Did not record an out when Lynchburg more or less waved the white flag. One-one count. The pitch to Brown is chopped over towards the first base side. Dean covers the bag and will step on it just maybe two or three steps before Jordan Brown can. It's a 3-1 ground out that ends the frame, but the Jose Devers home run, the highlight of the inning. Lynchburg now leads 1-0, entering the bottom of the second. Ravello, Lira, James, due up when we come back on MILB TV.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th, as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the second, about to get underway. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater on the call for this one. as Luis Ravello, the third baseman, a bit of an odd position for him, will lead things off. The Santo Domingo native is batting just a .170. Excuse me. Ravello is batting over the Mendoza line so far this season. The first pitch on the 1-1 is a called strike. For some reason on the scoreboard here, it says Luis Ravello's name and has his headshot, but it's still Jordan Brown's statistics. Swing and a miss for strike two. It's a 1-2 to Luis Ravello. Batting .223 with three home runs is Ravello. A swing and a miss on a drop third strike. Ravello will let himself get tagged. It's the third strikeout of the afternoon for Yorman Gomez. Tagged out on the two unassisted. And there's Solira, the catcher, steps into the batter's box from the right-handed side to take on the right-handed pitcher, Yorman Gomez. Lira batting .253 on the year. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Watch the second pitch sink underneath the strike zone, 0-2. Excuse me, 1-1. My apologies. And this is bit of a tamer crowd than we've been used to. Ground ball to third. Hanau picks it up, fires across the diamond in a perfect spot on throw for the second out of the inning. It will bring up the NL James.
Quick pace baseball here, TK. As if these pitchers have a date afterwards or something.
Seems like it. James, the first baseman, is batting .239. First pitch to him is a called strike inside. Well, this is the battle of 460, and things could not get any closer between these two teams. The 0-1 has swung on and missed for strike two. Came into this season tied in the all-time season series, 600-600. The 0-2 is foiled off down the right side and out of play. Salem currently leads the all-time series, 612-611. A Lynchburg win would even the season series and keep the all-time series tied between these teams. Foul ball will make it an 0-2 to James. Last season in 2022, Lynchburg and Salem tied their season series at 12 games apiece as well. A Salem win would send them to 2024 with a two-game lead in the all-time series. Broken bat on a ground ball to short. Devers picks it up to throw to first, is in time. James can't get aboard on the broken bat. Six up, six down through two innings of play. It's Lynchburg 1, Salem 0. Top three coming up next on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark here in the gorgeous Salem, Virginia. Blue Ridge Mountains over the right field wall and across the entire thing, or the outfield wall, I should say, named the most beautiful ballpark at the single-A level by MLB.com. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater. And Gio, Noah Dean, through two innings, has only allowed a couple of base runners, but a big home run to Jose Devers puts the Sox down on the scoreboard early.
I mean, you just, no matter who you are, what you're throwing to Jose Devers, he is hitting balls out of the yard, extra base hits. He's been on a different level of a tear this week. Other than that, Noah Dean's been pretty darn solid for the Sox with one of his best outings if you take out the home run.
Dean has just walked one batter besides the home run to Devers. He now takes on Wilmer Hernandez. First pitch, a ball upstairs, a 1-0 count. Hernandez is still looking for his first single-A base hit. Went 0 for 3 yesterday. Called strike on the outside part of the plate. And for Hernandez, it's been a long wait. It was a long flight over from the Arizona Complex League, where he spent most of this season. He spoils off the 1-1. And so far in Lynchburg, has started 0 for 7. Two is fouled off into the netting and will trickle into the seats. ACL Guardians, based out of Goodyear, Arizona. Here's the 1-2. Ball upstairs. 2-2 count. 74-mile-per-hour breaking ball from Noah Dean, who didn't have to move very far from college to play here in Salem. 2-2 delivery inside. Nearly skipped away, but Lira kept it there. It's a 3-2 to Hernandez. Dean played his college ball at Old Dominion University over in Norfolk, Virginia. And time called a pitch clock violation and called out on strikes due to a pitch clock violation is Wilmer Hernandez. So a timeout strikeout. It will be Dean's third of the day, even though he only pitched two strikes to Hernandez. Angel Zarate steps in. He's 0 for 1 today. First pitch, a ball inside. Around the Carolina League, a lot of games already underway. A barn burner over in Fredericksburg. The 1-0 is swung on and missed, 1-1 count. Fredericksburg and Myrtle Beach have 15 combined runs in the sixth inning. It's the Pelicans 8, the Nationals 7. 1-1, Zarate waves and misses. He struck out his last time up. By the way, thought we should let you know there has been a defensive change in the field. Nobody's changing their spot in the batting order except Cutter Coffey is now the third baseman. Luis Ravello is now the shortstop. One, two, fouled off.
I like that switch. I mean, we were talking about it pregame. It's almost more natural to have that be the case. And if you wanted to take it a step further, I really like Mikey Romero at short and Ravello at second. This is smooth here.
1-2, pitch to Zarate, a bit outside. Count will go even to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Over in Charleston, Augusta Green Jackets lead 1-0 over the River Dogs, bottom two. And the Fayetteville Woodpeckers lay in a beatdown on the Down East Wood Ducks in the bottom of the fifth. It's 7-0 Peckers. Ball upstairs, 3-2. Well, I was mentioning the game going on right now in Fredericksburg. Good time to bring up after the 2-2 delivery. Zarate fouls it into his own ankle. It's hopping around, but seems to be okay. Good time to tell you that Gio and I will be on the road next week at Virginia Credit Union Stadium as the Salem Red Sox travel to Fredericksburg for the final time this season. And for the first time this season, we hit the road. So the Salem Red Sox broadcast will be on the road next week. Be sure to tune in. 3-2, swing and a miss. Zarate goes down on strikes for the second time. Back-to-back punch-outs and the fourth for Noah Dean. Be sure to tune in. That's exclusively on SalemRedSox.com.
Yeah, we'll be radio only on MILB.com. looking forward to it.
We hope you can join us next week, Tuesday through Sunday, over in Fredericksburg. First pitch to Ben Hameen, a ball outside, a 1-0 count.
We've heard it's the nicest ballpark in the league, so really looking forward to spending some time there.
1-0, the pitch to Ben Hameen is swung on and missed for strike one. Now, I did have the opportunity to go to Fredericksburg just as a fan the last time Salem visited the Nats. 1-1, Ben Hameen is fouled into the screen, strike two. Can say it is a beautiful ballpark. You got concession stands galore, beautiful video boards over in left and right field, a manual operated scoreboard towards center field. It's a nice looking place. The 1-2 fouled off.
Did
Ben
you get
Hameen's
a chance to check out the press box at all while you were there?
Did. They have a good setup over there. It's a large indoor area with a club level, suite level, and of course the press box. The always great Eric Bach, voice of the Fred Nats. 1-2, ball upstairs, two balls and two strikes. He invited me up to the press box when I visited and gave me the grand tour.
He's the best.
Two, two, swung on and missed, and Juan Ben Hameen will go down on strikes. Drop third strike, throw down from Lira to James is in time. Noah Dean strikes out the side. He's up to five on the night. As that retires the Hillcats here in the third. Bottom three coming up. It's 1-0 Lynchburg here in Salem on MILB TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Yermán Gómez has been looking really, really good. Has retired the first six batters he's seen with three strikeouts to show for it. And the outfield has had an easy day. Nothing has hit the outfield, with the only non-strikeout outs being groundouts in the infield. Albert Feliz will lead things off here in the third. First pitch inside for ball one. If you're just joining us, it's 1-0 Lynchburg off a solo home run from Jose Devers to right in the second. 1-0, Feliz chops one over to third, picked up by Hanau. The throw to first is in time. Fourth ground out of the afternoon.
Was dangerous with him and Devers both charging at that baseball, but good communication. They're laughing it off here, tapping each other on the back as it was Hanau just kind of jumping in front of Devers to make that scoop, and good play nevertheless.
Just fighting for the statistic to get the infield assist. Roberto Mexicano in left field for the second time this series will take the first pitch for a called strike. It's an 0-1, 92 mile per hour fastball from Yermán Gómez. The pitch grounded. This one Devers will get, and so he gets his share in the throw to first is perfect.
Jose Devers has gotten 3 assists so far. Angel Hanau, the third baseman, has gotten 2. Juan Benjamin, the second baseman, is saying, when do I get to touch the ball? Brings up the 9-hole hitter, John Frank Salazar. He's the designated hitter today, getting a defensive day off. First pitch fouled off and will trickle into the seats. 93-mile-per-hour fastball. The 0-1 is swung on and missed by Salazar for strike 2, and Gomez is looking unhittable. The 0-2, Salazar swings and misses, tagged out by Hernandez. 9 up, 9 down. 4 strikeouts so far for Yorman Gomez. We head to the fourth inning. Lynchburg holding a 1-0 lead on MILB-TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark. Pitcher's duel so far. It's 3 innings down, 6 to go. Lynchburg leads 1-0. Taking you the way through the middle innings of today's game, here's Mr. Giamatti here.
Appreciate it, Tyler. And like you mentioned, an absolute pitcher's battle right now. On one side, you have Noah Dean for the Red Sox. He is coming off of an inning in the third where he struck out the side, sat him down a 1-2-3. He has dealt 5 strikeouts on the afternoon. Has given up that 1 home run, though, to Jose Devers, who, by the way, is on deck. It's Angel Hanau to lead us off. Devers is after that. And then it's Prez Kavanaugh, the right fielder, after Devers. Hanau steps on in, lefty on righty, the first pitch. And it is a called strike right at the letters, 91 miles an hour. On a fastball off the left arm of Noah Dean, and it's nothing and 1. Dean kicks. He deals. 0-1. Misses just low and away. Snagged by Anderson Lira behind home plate. Evens up the count at a ball and a strike on a breaking ball low and away. 1-1 to Hanau. Swing and a sky-high drive. This is tailing foul out of play down the right field line. And it's 1-2 for the 256 hitter. With 14 RBIs, homerless on the year, 0-for-1 today, and now flew out to right field his first time up. 1-2 pitch, fouled away once again down the right field line, and staying alive here is Angel Hanau with back-to-back foul balls. On the other side of Yorman Gomez, he is perfect. 1-2. Foul tip, and it is dropped by Lira. So Hanau just able to stay alive as it was in and out of the glove of Anderson Lira, the catcher behind home plate for the Sox. And it is still 1-2. A reminder that we had a defensive switch in the field for the Red Sox. It's Luis Ravello playing at short, switching with Cutter Coffey. He moves over to third base. The lefty kicks. He deals 1-2. Misses way in and away. Hanau has to jolt his legs out of the way to be avoiding hit on the ankles, and it evens up the count at 2-2. Brandon Schmidt calling balls and strikes behind home plate. It's Corey Gerber in the field this afternoon. Game 7. In a tied series, 2-2. Fouled to the netting back behind home plate, and it's still 2-2 for Hanau. What an elongated at-bat here, TK. He just continues to fight through. 5th foul ball in the at-bat.
2-2 pitch. Downstairs in the dirt, blocked by Lita on a breaking ball, and the count worked full 3-2. If Hanau finds a way to get aboard, this is one of the best at-bats of the series. Especially in a 1-0 game, Hillcats lead it. The payoff pitch. Check swing, pitch misses high and away. An unbelievable at-bat for Angel Hanau, and he works a full count walk.
The ever-so-common 9-pitch walk for Angel Hanau, and you're right, an excellent at-bat there from Hanau, and now Jose Devers has a chance to do some damage here for the Hillcats.
Jose Devers stepping in 1-for-1 with a home run. He poked it the other way over the right field fence. Runner on first, nobody out, the first pitch. Breaking ball snaps into the zone at 75. It's 0-1. Jose Devers batting just .247 on the year, but has 7 homers, 46 RBIs, many of which in this series. 0-1. Breaking ball way away, and it's 1-1. 3 home runs in this series. Game 7 this afternoon in a tied series at 3 apiece. 1-1 pitch. No, pickoff over to first, and in there safely and easily is Angel Hanau. Lionel James doesn't even elect to apply a tag. Dean toes the rubber once more. He winds and fires the 1-1. Wave and a miss. Strike number 2, and it's 1-2 for Jose Devers. Got him with the changeup. Noah Dean, the Old Dominion Monarch, played his college ball just across the state here in Virginia. 1-2 pitch. Line down the left field line, foul. And alive is Devers. He yanked that one big time. One of the only righties in the lineup for the Hillcats, believe it or not. A lefty prominent team. Most nights, 6-7 out of the 9 are left-handed hitters. 1-2 to Devers. Misses low and in on a breaking ball, and it's 2-2. We have yet to see Noah Dean give him a fastball in this at-bat.
Yeah, Dean likes to favor that off-speed pitch. Kind of worried if he doesn't need to use his fastball, then why use it? And Devers punished the fastball his last time up.
And that's exactly what I was thinking. Avoiding the fastball, that was the home run ball, the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a low curveball away and out of the zone. And he strikes out the red-hot Jose Devers for the first out before.
6 strikeouts for Noah Dean. I mean, this is some incredible stuff for the former Monarch reliever turned starter once he got into the Red Sox organization.
All of a sudden, everything's starting to click for Noah Dean today. Here's Prez Kavanaugh, the lefty. First pitch on the way. Breaking ball. Called strike on the inside corner. 0-1. The .246 hitter, 2 homers, 14 RBIs. He walked in his first at-bat. Ended up being stranded at third. Stole third, coming from second. 0-1 pitch. Way low and away, blocked by Lita. Breaking ball again, 1-1. On first base, it's Angel Hanau who walked to start this fourth inning. 1-0 your score. Lynchburg leads it over the Red Sox. Just one hit for either team. It's Lynchburg's, and it was a home run over the right field fence by the right-handed hitter Jose Devers, who just struck out. Lefty kicks and deals, 1-1. Called strike right over the heart of the plate. This time it is a fastball, and it's 1-2. Felt like an eternity since we'd seen a fastball from Noah Dean, and he throws one right there. On deck, Lexer Sadoui, the center fielder. 1-2 to Kavanaugh. Breaking ball ripped foul down the right field line. The lefty yanked that one. 73 on the gun, one of the slower pitches that we have seen by Noah Dean, and it's 1-2. Sky full of clouds here. Pulls the temperature down just a little bit in Salem. Wadeen glancing at first. He nods his head. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Got him with a breaking ball. Back-to-back K's for Noah Dean. It's number 7 on the afternoon, and there's two gone here in the top of the fourth. What a pitch. 7 strikeouts for Noah Dean, the best we've seen all year.
And Dean has been dealing so far just that single base hit, trying to get out of the inning after allowing the leadoff walk to Hanau.
First pitch to Lexer Sadui, fouled back, nothing and one as he pops a fastball behind home plate into the seats. 0-1 for the 0-for-1 Sadui. He grounded out to first base his first time up. Runner on first, 2 gone, 1-0 lead for the Hillcats. Pickoff over to first, and again in there safely with no problem is Angel Hanau. No tag applied by Lionel James. Second time on an 0-1 count that Noah Dean has picked off over to first, maybe just to reset himself. The lefty kicks and deals, 0-1. Swing and a line drive back up the middle. It's scooped up by Luis Ravello. He charges to second and gets the force out to end the inning. What a play on a tough hop by the shortstop, Luis Ravello. 1-0, Lynchburg leads it. We go to the home half of the fourth after this in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
An absolutely massive Sunday matinee here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Hi, everybody. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. And for the first time tonight, we go to the top of the order. Cutter Coffee digs on in here to begin the bottom of the fourth. 1-0 your score. Lynchburg with a slim lead. First pitch to Coffee. And it's a called strike right over the heart of the plate. 91 on a fastball from Yorman Gomez. 0-1. And I'll say it because it's the other team. He is perfect. The 0-1. Misses upstairs on a fastball at 92. And it evens up the count at 1-1. He has 4 strikeouts. And he has retired every inning. 1-2-3. The 1-1. This hit him. And there goes the perfect game. Broadcaster's jinx works for our team, Tyler, and Cutter Coffee takes one for the team. On the left arm, he has first, and it's the first base runner of the night for the Sox.
Real quick, want to interrupt our game to talk about the Greenville Drive. Former Salem Red Sox from this season, Alan Castro, hitting his first high A home run for the Greenville Drive about 10 minutes ago.
How about that? Alan Castro going yard, something that we were familiar with seeing here in Salem. Had a couple at this ballpark, a couple on the road, including a grand slam in a road series. Runner on first is Cutter Coffee for Mikey Romero, the first pitch. And his roommate skies one deep out to left field. Going back is Zarate, and it's in the yard. So he makes the pinch in front of the warning track for out number one.
First ball to the outfield today.
Yeah, Mikey Romero still trying to generate that power. That is
the biggest thing he is looking to work on. So really, he'd prefer to not get underneath the ball. He'd prefer to really be more of a line drive type of a guy. Able to sky one out and just didn't have enough pop on it for the first out. Looked sharp off the bat and just kind of died in the wind. First pitch to Alexis Hernandez is foul tipped into the glove of Hernandez behind home plate. Always gets confusing when Hernandez is catching and you have this guy in the batter's box. A one to Hernandez, and it's a pitch that misses high and away. One and one. Now, Tyler, did I miss something? The scoreboard reads 1-2. I did not see a pitch clock violation, and yeah, they fixed it. It is 1-1. My apologies. The 1-1. Fouled on a roper down the right field line. And it is now 1-2 for Alexis Hernandez. 0-for-1 today. He grounded out to short back in the first inning to end the inning. 257 hitter, 3 homers, 15 ribbies. Righty on righty matchup. Gomez deals the 1-2. And it is just outside off the plate on a fastball at 94 to even it up at 2-2. And I mean just off the plate. Less than a ball away. Sharp eye by Alexis Hernandez and Brandon Schmidt calling balls and strikes. Calls time, now digs back in. 2-2, the righty deals. And it misses low, blocked by Hernandez. And it is 3-2, breaking ball in the dirt. Good at bat here by Alexis Hernandez, who started absolutely red hot for the Red Sox at the beginning of this year. Was batting over 500 in his first 2 weeks. Came back down to earth a little bit and then has now been pretty darn good as of late. 3-2, runner goes, swing, and a miss. The throw down to second, and they got Cutter Coffee trying to steal. Cutter didn't even slide, and it ends the inning. Tough way to see it happen. A strike him out, throw him out, and it's 1-0 Lynchburg leads. Top of the fifth after this. Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox to get us going in the top half of the fifth. 1-0 your score. Lynchburg leads. It's Nathaniel Cruz taking the rubber for the Red Sox. 2-1 record, a 2.33 ERA. He's gone 27 innings this year. 28-20 on his strikeout to walk ratio, something he'd like to see improve just a little bit. Got that tall stature, a dominating fastball, can use his slider, and a pretty sharp arm out of the pen for the Red Sox. He comes in for Noah Dean. Tyler, Dean went 4 innings, struck out 7, was pretty hot in the last couple of innings despite giving up a home run in the second to Jose Devers. That's why we see a 1-0 score. Are you surprised to see him exit the game this early? Because I think I am.
Yeah, you know, he's struggled into the later portions of his start, but when he's been dominating like this, I am a little surprised to see the move made.
First pitch to Mark Felea misses low and in on a fastball, and it is 1-0. How about the Hillcats wearing these camouflage jerseys today with black letters, gold piping, the 1-0. Misses inside, a breaking ball at 82, and it's 2-0 for Felea, who is 0-for-1 today. First baseman struck out looking in his first at-bat. They're going with the gray pants, the black lids, just camouflage with the black number. It's interesting. 2-0. Misses upstairs, 3-0. 93 on a fastball out of the zone, as Nathaniel Cruz has yet to throw a strike.
Who's the righty? Takes a deep breath, sigh. Here's the 3-0. And it misses downstairs. 91 on a fastball, a four-pitch walk for Mark Foglia to lead off the fifth. Not what you're looking for if you're the Sox.
No, and you definitely don't want this decision to take Noah Dean out of the game to come back to bite you. You're expecting Nathaniel Cruz, who's one of your better pitchers out of the bullpen, to come out and dominate.
And why wouldn't you have that belief? It's been pretty strong as of late. Here's Jordan Brown, the first pitch. Swing and a miss at a 92-mile-an-hour fastball low in the zone that he golfed at, nothing and one. Again, Cruz, before this series, on the road at Down East, caught a win, just pitched one inning, and a strikeout. Here's the 0-1. This is inside, 79 on the gun, it's 1-1. Before that, in a game against Delmarva, he went 2 2/3, gave up just two hits, three strikeouts, one run. 0-1 today is Jordan Brown. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a rocket. Boy, this has gone off the bat. Deep left field, and it is out of here. Jordan Brown tees off a two-run bomb, and it's 3-0 Hillcats. You knew right off the bat that that didn't have a chance.
Yeah, just a huge shot from Jordan Brown. Doubles the lead for Lynchburg. And just a big shot from Brown. Able to show off the power. That one hit off the scoreboard out in left field.
Here's the 9-hole hitter in Wilmer Hernandez. Brought up just this week, the first pitch. And this might have hit him. It was behind him, and he is taking off his elbow guard. It did hit him. Boy, you see such a good arm in Noah Dean, who was really having a good outing, come out. Now here comes Liam Carroll having a conversation with home plate umpire Brandon Schmidt. You put in Nathaniel Cruz and already struggling. That home run, by the way, 382 feet, 102 miles an hour off the bat, 36 degrees on the launch angle. TrackMan is a beautiful thing, isn't it, Tyler?
Yes, it is, and able just to know pretty much off the crack of the bat how far that thing's going to go.
I mean, immediately it tells you. Well, we go to the top of the order after the hit by pitch. Here's Angel Zarate, the former North Carolina Tar Heel. First pitch is a ball outside on a fastball at 93. 1-0 for the 0-2 Zarate. He struck out twice. That is two of Noah Dean's seven Ks. Against a really good bat, batting 303. This really hasn't been Angel's series, though. The 1-0. Fouled away down the left field line, and it will continue to tail into the Red Sox bullpen, matter of fact. 1-1 for Zarate. You know, he came in with a higher batting average and has really not had the best series here, Tyler. Zarate hasn't had the same impact that some other guys like Jose Devers have had. Mark Foglia has had a great series, the 1-1. This is low and away on a breaking ball, 2-1. And Foglia, guy, the polar opposite, right? He's batting below 200, yet he's homered in this series. He's doubled in this series. Kind of bizarre. Not the guys that are typically stepping up for the Hillcats that are doing it against Salem. 2-1. Fouled right back to the netting, and it's 2-2 for Angel Zarate. 37 RBIs. He has a runner on first. It's Wilmer Hernandez, who was hit by a pitch. I feel like we have seen more home runs in this series than we have all year long in a series. And it's not even close, really.
Yeah.
Righty on lefty, 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider. 86 miles an hour, high in the zone. And it's the first out here in the fifth inning. Sitting down, Zarate. He struck out now three times tonight. An afternoon to forget if you're Angel Zarate early on here. It's only the fifth, but three Ks. Here's Juan Benjamin, the lefty. First pitch on the way. He lays down a bunt. It trickles down the left field line. It's going to stay fair. Picked up by Cruz, and there is absolutely no play. So Hernandez has second, an incredible bunt by Juan Benjamin. He has first. I mean, you could not lay down a better bunt than that.
Yeah, that was textbook there from Benjamin.
able to get Hernandez over to second base safely as well. And, you know, Nathaniel Cruz, typically one of those more reliable arms, but has now given up in one inning more than Noah Dean did in four.
First pitch to Angel Hanau, up high over the glove of Ender Solita, and second and third now for the Hillcats. It advances the runners. Hernandez makes the trot to third. Benjamin is in at second, and there are two in scoring position for Lynchburg. And here comes Jason Blanton, the pitching coach for the Red Sox, to have a conversation. And all of a sudden, the game's starting to slip away. Still only one out. You're making a deficit that makes things harder to come back from when, boy, Noah Dean was doing good work. And I like the move. I didn't necessarily understand taking him out so early, but I had no problem with Nathaniel Cruz being the one to go into the ballgame.
Yeah, and then that decision just backfires, and it's the unfortunate thing to say, and I know it's a frustrating answer, but the fact of the matter is it's just baseball. Sometimes some guys are on, some guys are off. And it just so happens that Nathaniel Cruz is struggling to find his footing here in the fifth inning coming out of the bullpen. And it's been tough because the Red Sox have not been able to rely on their offense yet without a base hit through four innings. They need to wake the bats up to support their pitchers on the hill.
Can't stress enough how important this game is, too. The Red Sox have an opportunity to create a two-game lead in separation between second and third in the Carolina League North standings. 1-0 to Hanau, misses way away. A great play by Lita to avoid that getting to the backstop. That would have scored a run and put a runner on third as well. So Lita able to contain the wild pitch. He's so good at doing that. 99% of the time, he makes incredibly athletic plays behind home plate on wild pitches. And the 2-0 to Hanau. Swing and a ripper, foul down the right field line. Just yanked foul by Angel Hanau. 0-for-1 today is Hanau. He walked, though, last time around in the fourth. He was cut down at second to end the inning on a force out. A great play by Luis Ravello. Now you have a righty in the game on the hill as well instead of a lefty for the Sox. The 2-1. Swing and a sky-high pop-up down the left field line. Foul territory. Cutter Coffee underneath it, and he makes the catch about 2 feet from the wall on the warning track down the left field line for out number two. Nice play by Coffee. Very important out. And this brings up now Jose Devers. And that's the guy. Is oh so dangerous. Homer in the second, 3 home runs in the series. Doesn't look like a power hitter, but man, can he smash a baseball.
Yeah, dangerous hitter here with 2 on and 2 in scoring position. The good news is you only need 1 out to get out of it.
Righty on righty, one of the only righties in the lineup. The first pitch, and it's a pitch that misses low and in. Fastball at 95, 1-0. Sun coming out here at Salem Memorial Ballpark, turning into a beautiful afternoon for Sunday baseball. The 1-0. And it misses low and away on a breaking ball at 82. It is now 2-0 for the 246 Jose Devers. Struck out once and again homered the opposite way over the right field wall. Albert Feliz turned and looked well before he even got to the warning track. 350-foot bomb, the 2-0. This is inside as Devers jumps away from a breaking ball. 3-0. Second and third occupied here for the Hillcats. They lead it 3-0, out hitting the Red Sox 3-0 as well. 2 runs here in the top of the fifth, looking for more. 3-0. High and away, and it's a 4-pitch walk to load the bases.
Almost think that was halfway intentional. Didn't want to necessarily intentionally walk Jose Devers, but you wanted to pitch around him. And here comes Liam Carroll.
And Liam Carroll coming out. This is likely a call to the bullpen. And it will be. New arm coming up on the hill for the Red Sox. The base is juiced, 2 gone. A very difficult position to come into if you are a reliever for Salem. 3-0 your score. We'll take a short break here on MILB.com and MILB TV. Back after this in Salem.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey, Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
New pitcher on the hill for the Red Sox. They trail it 3-0 here in the top of the fifth. Luis De La Rosa, the new arm on the hill for Salem. He comes in relief for the first reliever out of the pen for the Red Sox. It was Nathaniel Cruz, who came in for Noah Dean. Now, Dean went four innings, gave up just one hit and a run. It was a home run. Struck out seven. Cruz, on the other hand, went just two-thirds. Here's Prez Kavanaugh, the first pitch. And it's a called strike right over the middle on a sweeping slider at 83, nothing and one. Cruz gave up two hits, two runs. They were earned, struck out one. He gave up a home run. Maybe more. Bases loaded, two gone. 0-1 to Kavanaugh. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball at 79, nothing and two. Three hits in this 3-0 lead for the Hillcats. A huge spot to be put into a game in if you're Luis De La Rosa, one strike away from getting the Sox out of a jam. The righty kicks and deals, nothing and two. Missing just low and away on a breaking ball. It's now 1-2. As Kavanaugh 0-1 today, Kavanaugh walked and struck out. Made it all the way to third before being stranded. He stole a base as well in the process. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He got him with a slider, and he gets the Red Sox out of a huge bases loaded two-out jam. Luis De La Rosa comes out of the bullpen and executes. It's still a 3-0 lead. They still put a two spot up in the top of the fifth, but it definitely could have been more. Home half for the fifth inning coming up after this in Salem.
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Who let the dogs out? Hooter, 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 hooter.
Hey, Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park night. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Turning out to be an absolutely stellar afternoon for Sunday matinee baseball here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. But the Red Sox trailing it 3-0 your score.
bottom of the fifth.
On tap, and this is a situation where the Lynchburg Hillcats have been unreal pitching the baseball. Roman Gomez, a hit-by-pitch away from being perfect. The first pitch to Luis Ravello misses outside, and it's 1-0. One of the only lefties in the lineup for the Sox. Here's the 1-0, and it's waved down and missed. 82 on a breaking ball. Evens up the count at 1-1. Three hits for Lynchburg. It's resulted in three runs. Here's the 1-1. This is high on a curveball, and it's two balls and a strike for Luis Ravello. Gomez with four Ks. 2-1 pitch. Downstairs and away on a breaking ball. 3-1. He has yet to walk a batter. On the verge of doing just that right here. The righty deals. 3-1. High and away on a fastball at 92. He couldn't locate. And it's a leadoff walk for the Red Sox. Luis Ravello is aboard after seeing just one strike. Here's Ender Solita, catcher for the Red Sox. Batting in the five spot in the middle of the lineup this afternoon. Righty digs in. Righty on righty matchup. Runner on first. Nobody out. Salem looking to generate some offense. First pitch swinging and missing is Lira. On a breaking ball way low, and it's 0-1. He swung out of his shoes. Lost his balance. Now gathers. A couple of windmills with the bat. Rested on his right shoulder. The 0-1. Swing and a ripper on the ground right to third. Hanau scoops, fires to second. They get the out, and they get another one at first. A double play, and just like that, you blink, and there are two gone here in the bottom of the fifth. Not a broken bat, but it definitely sounded like it could have splintered or cracked the bat of Ender Solita. Didn't quite have as much pop as normal. Brings up Lionel James. First pitch, and it's a ball missing downstairs. 92 on a fastball, just about a half a ball out of the zone. 1-0. Ready deals, 1-0. Swing and a line drive. This is carrying deep left field. It is off the top of the wall. Lionel James rounds first. He pulls into second, standing up. A two-out double that nearly cleared the wall for a home run. A couple of feet away off the bat for Lionel James. 102 exit velocity. A launch angle was almost there. 403 feet that ball was hit. Well, the Sox have a runner in scoring position. They nearly put up their first run of the ball game. Salem, the only park in the organization that can hold a shot like that. Here's Albert Feliz. He homered last night, the first pitch. Waves and misses at a breaking ball. He was way early on it, and it's nothing and one.
403 feet if the wall wasn't there. Just imagine if that wall was cut in half.
Yeah. Off the top of the wall. We've seen a handful of those this series. A one pitch. Wave and a miss. I mean, he's taking home run hacks here, is Big Al. 80 on a breaking ball. Struggles to hit that curveball. A fastball is Albert Feliz's pitch. No doubt about it. Nothing and two. Garcia had one last night that was about a foot away from being a home run. 0-2 to Feliz. Swing and a miss. Same pitch goes with that breaking ball, and the Red Sox strand a runner on second. 3-0 your score. We go to the top of the sixth after this in Salem.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Well, the Red Sox have their first hit of the afternoon, but they still trail it 3-0 as we bring you the top half of the sixth inning. At Salem Memorial Ballpark, it's Luis De La Rosa on the hill for the Red Sox. He came in an incredibly difficult spot, two outs, but the bases were loaded, and he ended up striking out Prez Kavanaugh. He did it in four pitches. So Luis De La Rosa came up huge to get the Red Sox out of a jam. I mean, 3-0, it almost feels like lucky to see that score after seeing the bases loaded.
Yeah, and Salem is still in it. You know, three runs is a manageable deficit, especially with four offensive innings left. But going to have to try to keep Lynchburg off the scoreboard here.
Here's the lefty Lexer Sadui. Righty on lefty matchup here, and the first pitch on the way. He squibs a bunt, and it's foul, trickling back towards the Salem Red Sox dugout, and it's nothing in one, just popped up off the bat into the left. Exactly what he was looking for. 0 for 2 today is Sadui playing in center field. De La Rosa staring him down. He deals. 0-1. Swing and a hard hit ground ball right back up the middle. Ravello dives. He grabs. Fires to first. And they say that he's safe. Corey Gerber, the field umpire, says that they didn't get him. Lionel James can't believe it. Oh, boy. Ravello with an incredible stab. And you know what, Tyler? We have another defensive substitution here. It does go in as a base hit to lead things off for Lexer Sadui. Roberto Mexicano, I believe, now at first base. And Lionel James has moved to third. Cutter is out of the ball game. We're going to get more tally on that. Just picking up on that. First pitch to Mark Felia. Misses low and away. 1-0. So, yeah, that's Roberto at first. Lionel now at third. So who is that in left is my question.
Let's try to find out.
Bringing out the binoculars. Again, we don't get radioed up when stuff like this happens. The 1-0. Called strike right over the middle. 78 on a slider that falls back into the zone. 1-1 for Mark Felia. 0-1 today. He walked and scored in the fifth. Homered earlier this series. Runner on first, nobody out. 1-1 pitch. Pitch misses downstairs and away, and flirting with the idea of stealing was Lexer Sadui, so it caused Anderso Lira to jump up and kind of pump fake to first. Nobody moved, and I think we're getting word now on the substitutions from the booth to our right. 2-1 pitch to Felia. Fouled back to the netting, 2-2, as he just gets a piece of a cutter. Felia just a 168 hitter below the Mendoza line. Six homers, though, 21 RBIs. Second on the team in home runs. Second to only Jose Devers. Another righty, one of the only ones for the Hillcats. 2-2. Low and away on a breaking ball, and the count is full, 3-2. So at least your infield here appears to be Lionel James at third, Luis Ravello at short, Romero at second, and Roberto Mexicano at first. 3-2 pitch, runner goes. Pitch misses low and away, and it's a walk.
So, as a matter of fact, we've had 7 lineup changes for Salem. You were right, Cutter Coffey is out of the game. Justinson Garcia in his neon glove is now in center, batting leadoff, taking Cutter's spot.
Need that bat.
Mexicano goes to first, Lionel James to third, Albert Feliz now in left, and Alexis Hernandez moved from center to right.
Here's Jordan Brown, first pitch. Swing and a miss on a 91-mile-an-hour fastball, nothing and one. First and second occupied, still nobody out, and a 3-0 lead for the Hillcats. Base hit and a walk has put runners on first and second. Righty-on-righty matchup, 0-1 to Brown. He looks at a ball inside at 85 on a changeup, 1-1. I like the implementation of Garcia because even though he
deserves a rest day. He has been absolutely red hot for the Red Sox this series. In the last 3 days, 1-1. Check swing, pitch misses low and away. 80 miles an hour, 2-1. So one more time, your substitutions. It's Coffey that's out. Garcia to center field, he's leading off. Mexicano moves to first. James moves to third. Feliz moves to left field. Here's a swing and a miss on a 2-1 pitch. Got him with a breaking ball. 2-2 for Jordan Brown. And Alexis Hernandez moves to right field. Hernandez was in center. Feliz was in right. James was at first. The big move here is that cutter is out. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Got him with a breaking ball for the first out. Second strikeout for Luis De La Rosa. And Tyler, I bring you back to that moment early in the game where Cutter Coffey fouled the ball off into his knee and appeared to be in a significant amount of pain, limped back to the dugout. You wonder if that is playing a factor here, if he's still being bothered and decided it'd be best to come out. As Wilmer Hernandez looks at a ball away, 91 on a fastball, it's 1-0.
Yeah, definitely a possibility here, but you're right. I do like the implementation of Garcia, especially in center field.
1-0, Wilmer Hernandez, the righty, up to the dish, the pitch. Fouled away, 1-1. First and second occupied, it was Lexer Sadui who singled and Mark Felia who walked. Hernandez in the nine hole for the Lynchburg Hillcats. They lead it 3-0, out hitting Salem 4-1. De La Rosa on the hill, glances to second. He winds and fires the 1-1. Misses downstairs, 2-1. Red Sox going with the red jerseys today, as they typically do on a Sunday afternoon. White pants, navy blue caps. Two balls and a strike, and the pitch. Called strike right at the letters, 89, as he takes a little bit off of his fastball, 2-2. The Boston Red Sox should have just gotten going. They were set to play at 4:10 p.m. on the West Coast. 2-2. Swing and a floater that is grabbed by Roberto Mexicano. He throws back to second, and they got the force at second to end the inning. A soft liner was snatched out of the air by Roberto Mexicano, the first baseman, and he relays it to second in time to end the inning. Another jam and a fire escape for the Red Sox that had runners on first and second. It's still 3-0. Lynchburg leads it, bottom of the sixth, after this in Salem.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the sixth inning here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. Giovanni Heater joined alongside Tyler Katz with you. The Red Sox trail it 3-0, looking to get into a little bit of an offensive groove. They have been gotten in some tough spots defensively and fought out of those tough spots. Couple of jams. Here's Roberto Mexicano, first pitch. And he swings and lifts one high into the air, deep to left field, and it is gone! Off the light tower in left field, Roberto Mexicano tees off. And the Red Sox are on the board with a solo blast.
Huge shot there from Mehi, high on the launch angle at 37, and not the longest home run, not a tape measure shot, but certainly a big home run there from Mehi to put the Red Sox on the board and come back within two runs.
Maybe, just maybe, this can change the whole trajectory of the ball game with some offensive momentum as Gianfranco Salazar, the nine-hole hitter, looks in a ball on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. The 1-0 on the way. And he swings and ropes one right to the first baseman and Mark Felia, who snatches it on a two-hopper, steps on the bag in time for the out. Boy, that ball was really hard hit. 103 off the bat exit velocity for Gianfranco Salazar, and unfortunately, it was right to the mitt of Felia. Top of the order now with John Stinson Garcia, who's been unreal. The first pitch. He swings and ropes one into left field for a base hit. Garcia continues to be on an unbelievable tear. Another hit for Justinson Garcia, and he is aboard with one gone. I mean, the first pitch swinging, a different level of confidence for Justinson Garcia.
No, he's looking really good out there so far today. And I mean, by so far today, I mean that one pitch, he's coming in for Cutter Coffee and immediately delivers.
Here's Mikey Romero, the two-hole hitter, the first pitch. And it's way away on a breaking ball at 83, and it's 1-0. Romero, the California kid, first-round draft pick for the Red Sox, has a speedy base runner on first. I wonder if they'll steal the 1-0. Misses high and away on a fastball, 2-0. Garcia does have that ability, quick, speedy on the base paths. Boy, an unreal defender. He's been outstanding in the batting department these last 3 days. Now four, the 2-0. Pitch right over the heart of the plate. 90 on a fastball. It's 2-1. Romero calls time. Now digs back in. Taps the bat on home plate. Rested on his left shoulder. The 2-1. Runner goes from first. Here's a swing and a fly ball tailing foul down the left field line. Will it stay in play? And watching it out is the third baseman, Angel Hanau. It's 2-2, and Justinson Garcia retreats back to first. So they give away the hit and run there. Not ideal, but I was wondering if Garcia would take off at any time throughout the at-bat. He did. And Romero now digs back in. Mikey 0-for-2 today with a strikeout and a flyout to left. Righty Yorman Gomez kicks and deals 2-2. Outside on a breaking ball at 79, slider way out of the zone. And Romero has worked himself into a full count, doing what he does best to elongate at-bats and stick in there. He's been so good at that this week. Such an asset for the Red Sox. Pickoff over to first, Garcia in safely. Looks like he wasn't expecting the pickoff, nevertheless speedy enough to get back to the bag, diving head first. Matt Gomez, three balls, two strikes, the pitch. Runner goes. Swing and a roper. This is into right field. Charging ahead is Kavanaugh. It's down for a base hit. Garcia now taking off for third. The throw, and it gets away. It hit Garcia. Romero now takes second, and there's two runners in scoring position for the Red Sox. It'll be a single for Mikey Romero, and then on the throw, he takes second base. Second and third occupied for Salem, and the Red Sox are in business.
And only one out for Alexis Hernandez. He has yet to get that big base hit yet today. 0-for-2 with a ground out to short and a strikeout for Hernandez. But with only one out, all you're asking for is something into the outfield to bring this game back within a run.
Here's Alexis Hernandez, the right fielder. These were the kind of moments his first couple of weeks where he was demolishing baseballs. First pitch.
He swings, and he hits one hard on the ground right to Devers at short. He scoops, fires to first. They get the out, but Justinson Garcia comes in to score, and it is 3-2. Mikey Romero moves over to third. The Red Sox have the tying run just 90 feet away with two gone here in the bottom of the sixth, which has turned into a very productive inning.
Yeah, now you're talking about Luis Ravello. A base hit ties this game. His fourth home run of the year would take the lead.
The lefty is in. First pitch to Ravello, and he looks at a ball downstairs at away, 84 on the gun, and it's 1-0. Ravello walked in the fifth, struck out in his first at-bat, the 1-0 pitch. He swings and flies one out to shallow left field. Underneath it, Zarate pinches the leather for the final out, but the Red Sox get two and surge a whole new wave of momentum. It's 3-2, the Hillcats clinging on to a one-run lead. We go to the top of the seventh. Back after this in Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, at Salem Red Sox, Instagram, at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem. Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Top of the seventh on tap for you here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. I'm Giovanni Heater, joined alongside Tyler Katz with you in what feels like, in so many ways, a darn near brand new ball game. It is now 3-2, the Hillcats clinging on to a one-run lead after the Red Sox put up a two spot in the bottom of the sixth. They did it on a Roberto Mexicano solo blast, and they did it after back-to-back hits at the top of the order. Mikey Romero ended up with a huge one. Justinson Garcia at the top of the order with a base hit. And it was Alexis Hernandez who brought Justinson Garcia home on an RBI ground out. Top of the seventh, Angel Zarate at the top of the order, ready to get us going. Johnny Felix into the ballgame for the Red Sox. The first pitch is a fastball way high and in, taken for ball one. Felix in for the second time this series. He comes in for Luis De La Rosa, the fourth pitcher for the Red Sox tonight. 1-0 on the way. Swing and a sky-high fly ball out to shallow center field. Garcia gives chase, and he pinches the leather out in left center for out number one. Couple of pitches, sits down Zarate, and a good start here. First action for Justinson Garcia in center field since being inserted into this ball game after Cutter Coffee has been yanked out. It threw everything off, an entirely new look defensively for the Red Sox, maybe for the better. The first pitch to Juan Benjamin is a fastball low and in, and it's 1-0. So with Coffey out, it's Leonel James at third. Ravello stays at short. Romero stays at second. Here's the 1-0. Check swing, pitch misses inside, 93 on another fastball, 2-0. Mexicano moves from left field over to first base. Albert Feliz moves from right field to left field. Garcia in center, and Alexis Hernandez in right. The 2-0 swing and a sky-high drive. Center field going back, Justinson Garcia, and he makes the catch about 15 feet in front of the warning track, dead center field. Two gone, Garcia busy early.
Yeah, Garcia making the plays. He's a great route runner. You know, we always talk about his bat and how great his bat been has been this series, but he is an excellent center fielder for the Salem Sox.
He's like a wide receiver out there, the way he's able to read balls. The first pitch to Angel Hanau is taken for a ball on a slider out of the zone, 1-0.
Hanau, the lefty, is 0 for 2 today. He has walked, popped out, and flown out to right. 1-0 pitch. High and in. Tipped off the glove of Anderso Lira. 93 on a fastball. And it's 2-0 for Hanau, the 255 hitter. Nobody on. Two gone here in the top of the seventh. And it just feels that the Red Sox seem to have surged all of the momentum. Started with the Roberto Mexicano homer. The 2-0. Swung on, lifted back behind home plate. Going back, flipping the mask is Lira. He calls everybody off. He collides with Felix, but he still makes the catch. Felix puts his arm around him, whispers in his ear. Probably says, hey, man, I'm sorry, but way to make the play. And it ends the inning. And there's Solita, quick to flip the mask away. And they're sat down 1-2-3. 3-2, your score, bottom of the seventh. After this, in Salem, the Red Sox looking to tie or take the lead.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m. and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that'll be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Santa's coming to town.
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Bottom of the seventh, the Red Sox with all of the momentum. Still trailing the Hillcats 3-2. The last time this offense was up at the plate, they put up a two spot in the bottom of the sixth. And the red hot Salem Red Sox looking to continue that momentum in this massive game seven in this best of seven series. Here's the catcher, Anderso Lira, stepping on in, the five-hole hitter for the Red Sox, facing a brand new pitcher in Jack Jeziak. The first pitch. He swings and ropes one into deep left field. This ball's carrying, and there to make the catch is Zarate on the run. He had to sprint to his right-hand side, and he pinches the leather for the first out. But boy, that ball was absolutely cranked. 99 off the bat. Certainly looked like it had opportunity to be an extra base hit.
Great move there by Zarate as well. Great route running. That's what it's 3 to 4 years of experience at the University of North Carolina will do to you, teach you those lessons before the pros.
Here's Lionel James, the first pitch. He looks at a ball downstairs and away. 91 on a fastball from Jeziak, and it's 1-0. Lionel James doubled back in the fifth. He was, I swear to you, a couple feet away from a home run. 1-0 pitch. Just outside on a 91-mile-an-hour heater once again, and it's 2-0. I mean, Tyler, imagine if that one gets out of the yard. You have yourself a tied game, if not better. 2-0 to James. Slider rips into the zone, and it's 2-1. A really nice-looking pitch that just moved from the inside part. Got right over the plate. Two balls and a strike for James. Jeziak kicks and deals the pitch. A breaking ball misses just inside a curveball. And the count now 3-1. 3-2 your score. Lynchburg leads, four hits for each squad. Red Sox with the momentum looking to build. 3-1. Popped up. Tailing foul. It'll get into the seats. Looked like for a second it was going to hang up and stay in the field of play. Just escapes over the netting. And Lionel James looking at a full count, 3-2. A little bit of a lucky break there to get that one into the seats. Nobody on, one gone here in the bottom of the seventh. Red Sox looking to win for the second Sunday in a row. 3-2 pitch. Roped foul down the left field line. And alive again is Lionel James. Jack Jeziak, back in 2022, the Naperville, Illinois native, drafted in the 12th round out of the University of South Florida. Played for the Bulls down at USF. Tyler, kind of near your hometown territory somewhat.
Yes, somewhat. USF a little misleading. I would call it
Tampa,
more
right?
Central Florida. Yeah.
3-2. Swing and a soft drive out into center field, just out of the infield, matter of fact. And there to make the pinch is Juan Benjamin, the second baseman, for out number two. There's Big Al, Albert Feliz. Has homered in this series, was our player of the game last night, Albert Feliz. With a two RBI double in the second, a home run in the sixth, ended up going 2-for-4. Big Al was unstoppable. Can he find some of that tonight? The first pitch, and it's taken for a strike right at the letters. 91 on a fastball, nothing and one. Albert has struck out and grounded out so far this afternoon. Third at-bat of the game, the 0-1. Swing and a ripper. This is through for a base hit into left field. A two-out single for Albert Feliz, and the Red Sox maybe can generate a two-out rally. Here's Roberto Mexicano. This is the guy you want up to the plate. He homered last time around in the sixth. A solo blast over the left field wall towards the scoreboard. With a runner on, he represents the leading run. Tying run on first for the Red Sox. Go ahead, run at the plate for Salem. First pitch. Swing and a miss on a curveball. He was way ahead of it. Nothing and one. Roberto loves, I mean, he'll tell you in BP, that low and away fastball. You give it to him, that's his pitch to hit. Jeziak winds and fires, 0-1. Swing and a blast out to left field. Zarate going back. It'll stay in here at the track, and he makes the grab for out number three. Mexicano got it to the warning track, but just didn't have enough on it. Got too far underneath it. Did not have another towering home run in him. It's still 3-2. We go to the top of the eighth here in Salem.
Who let the dogs out?
Hey Red Sox fans, with just a handful of home series left, be sure to be on the lookout for our Bark in the Park nights. Bring your dog out to the ballpark on Wednesday, August 9th, Saturday, August 26th, and Saturday, September 9th. See the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets for the first time this year, and welcome the Fredericksburg Nationals and Carolina Mudcats back to Salem. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Incredibly important Sunday matinee here at Salem Memorial Ballpark. It's game 7 of this best of 7 and the season series finale between the Hillcats and the Red Sox. Top of the 8th, 3-2 your score. Lynchburg leads. Ready to take you the rest of the way on the play-by-play. The best partner in the world, Mr. Tyler Katz. As always, TK, take it away.
Appreciate it, Gio. I can say the same thing right back at you. Best partner in the world. Wouldn't want to have this season with anyone else.
I love you, man.
I love you too, Gio. Anyway, back to baseball. Johnny Felix still on the hill, taking on Jose Devers, who jumps away from a first pitch ball inside at 91 miles per hour. Devers 1-for-2 today, including a solo blast poked the opposite way to right. Takes the second pitch of the at-bat outside. Two balls and no strikes to Jose Devers. He's been walked today on a four-pitch walk. The 2-0 from Felix is downstairs for ball three. So this kind of confirms the suspicions that the Red Sox staff has been pitching around Devers because of his three home run series. Hit a grand slam during the doubleheader, and the 3-0 is finally a called strike. Fastball, high middle. Perfect pitch to crank out of here for Devers. Instead, holds off on the 3-0. So instead, it's now a hitter's count. The 3-1 delivery, same location. This time, a breaking ball from Felix at 80, but still high middle. Puts the count full, 3-2. And the payoff pitch to the Hillcats shortstop is hit back up the middle. Felix almost backhanded it, and it's a base hit for Jose Devers on the payoff pitch. It was a 94-mile-per-hour fastball that Devers poked back up the middle. Last inning, Johnny Felix was able to pitch a 1-2-3 inning with a pair of flyouts to center and a pop-out foul to the catcher, Ender Solira. Perez Cavanaugh has yet to put a ball in play today, 0-for-2 with a walk and a pair of strikeouts. First pitch straight down the middle, bit low, probably closer to Cavanaugh's knees. For strike one, 93-mile-per-hour fastball from Felix, the Dominican right-hander who spent some time at a junior college in Oklahoma. 0-1, Cavanaugh hits it left field and deep. Feliz at the warning track will haul it in. Retreating back to first is Jose Devers. Cavanaugh put a decent ride into that one the opposite way, 309 feet. Good exit velo, good exit angle at 33 degrees, but the bat speed wasn't there. So had one of the three components for a deep fly ball. Foul ball will go outside. First pitch will be a ball outside. My apologies. Runner at first base is Jose Devers. Ground ball, foul up the first base side. It went into the glove of Yorberto Mexicano. So with all the defensive changes, let's get you just recapped on who's where. Defensive positioning for Salem: in left field, Albert Feliz. In center, Justinson Garcia. In right, Alexis Hernandez. Lionel James now at third, first, second. Can't talk today. Third pitch of the at-bat comes inside for ball two. In the infield, Lionel James at third, Luis Ravello at short, Mikey Romero at second, and Yorberto Mexicano at first. 2-1, opposite way, left field, Feliz, warning track, will reach up and make the catch, crashing into the Geico sign in left field. Back to first goes Devers as the ball gets away. Mikey Romero will do some sprints into right field to collect it as the sun starting to shine through the clouds. Rolling into center field as Mark Felia becomes the next batter. Albert Feliz definitely has gotten his cardio in out in left field this inning, having to chase a couple of well-hit fly balls down. Mark Felia in this ball game is 0-for-1, also has yet to put a ball in play with a strikeout and two walks. First pitch well outside for ball one. Felia, eighth inning, 3-2, Lynchburg leads. The 1-0 called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Lynchburg built a 3-0 lead in the early stages of this ballgame. A run in the second inning off a Jose Devers solo home run. Then a 2-spot in the fifth. 1-1 delivery too high for ball two. That came off a 2-run home run from Jordan Brown, who stands on deck. Then Salem responded with two of their own in the bottom of the sixth. One off a solo Yorberto Mexicano home run. So three home runs just today. It's 3-2 Lynchburg, and the 2-1 to Felia is high and tight for ball three. Hitters count to the 168 batting Mark Felia. Coming into this series, led the Hillcats in home runs hit. with six. Jose Devers has since overtaken that mark. 3-1 delivery outside, and it's ball four. Two aboard with two outs for Jordan Brown, who hit a home run earlier tonight. This afternoon, I should say. It's only 4:55, and Jason Blanton will come out to have a quick conversation with Johnny Felix about how to approach this batter in Brown, who is 1-for-3 today, a ground out strikeout and that home run to left field. So just a quick visit from Jason Blanton as he talks. Good time to remind you that the Salem Sox broadcast team will be on the road next week at Fredericksburg. Tune in at approximately 6:50 Eastern time at SalemRedSox.com, as we will be audio only for the Red Sox pregame show, as for the first time this season we hit the road and join the team in Fredericksburg as the Salem Red Sox take on the Fredericksburg Nationals for the third time this season. Should be a fun time, going about 4 hours away, three and change, to Fredericksburg in Northern Virginia. First pitch to Brown, a called strike on the outside part of the plate. Two aboard. Lynchburg with a one-run lead would certainly like to add some insurance here. A check swing, but it goes off the handle of the bat.
You almost never see that. We saw that last night, too.
Just right off the knob.
That's like the most unfortunate way to foul a ball off. Well, besides if you duck away from one and it hits off the top of the bat.
Yeah. 0-2. Runner goes on a ball downstairs. It is a double steal for Lynchburg as Felia takes second base. Devers takes third. And you talk about the most aggressive base running team in the Carolina League, now with over 195 stolen bases. The 1-2 ball downstairs. Two balls and two strikes to Brown.
You know what? I'll tell you what. They haven't shown it a whole ton in this series. But why not pull it out here? This must win game seven on a Sunday afternoon.
2-2. Ball downstairs. Lyra gets in front of it to block a bit of a wild pitch. So Felia and Devers, the two base runners, stay still.
I mean, this was 1-2 at one point.
Biggest pitch of the at-bat, biggest pitch of the game, you could argue, coming here with two in scoring position and a full count with two outs. To Jordan Brown.
Johnny's got to find a way to find a strike here.
Felix's pitch, outside ball four, and the bases will be loaded for the hitless Wilmer Hernandez, who in his single A career is 0-for-9.
That's going to do it for Felix.
And here comes Liam Carroll. So the bases will be loaded for the second time today. The Red Sox will have a pitcher come out of the bullpen and inherit a bases-loaded two-out situation. And Wilmer Hernandez has not been at the single-A level. He has not been with the Hillcats long. But this is
Jonathan Brand, I believe,
his biggest at-bat of his single-A career, a career that exists of this week. And it will be Jonathan Brand coming out of the bullpen. We'll let him get his warm-up pitches in. We'll take a short break here. We'll be back on MILB.com and SalemRedSox.com.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with your friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you got it, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of the minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
E-T-O phone.
Every year, for the 51st home game of the season, extraterrestrial beings invade and Salem Memorial Ballpark turns into Area 51. Don't miss Area 51 night as the Red Sox take on the Augusta Green Jackets on Thursday, August 10th.
First pitch is at 7.05 p.m., and the Red Sox are wearing specialty jerseys that will be auctioned off at the ballpark the day of the game. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
The bases are loaded. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heeter on the call. Jonathan Brand, the new man on the hill. Seven saves, a 1.17 ERA, including a save this series. Wilmer Hernandez is the man batting with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the eighth. Jonathan Brand's first offering is inside for a called strike at 75 miles per hour, the breaking ball.
Beautiful pitch. Best walkout music for a pitcher on this team, in my opinion. Iron Man by Black Sabbath.
One of the greats, the 0-1. Brand lifts the leg and fires a fly ball hit towards center. Garcia has a play, stumbles, but will give it up to the right fielder, Alexis Hernandez, who makes the play, and the Red Sox get out of danger. Jonathan Brand comes in and slams the door on a bases-loaded opportunity. No runs, one hit, and no errors, and three left on for the second time today by the Hillcats. Bottom eight coming up in a one-run game on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vazi to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter at Salem Red Sox, Instagram at Salem Red Sox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
Welcome you back here to Salem, Virginia. Sweet Caroline rings out just as it does a few levels up the organization at Fenway Park. We do it here in Salem. Jack Jasiak returns to the mound. He's the first and so far only reliever out of the pen for Lynchburg. After Yorman Gomez pitches a quality start, six innings, four hits, two runs, walking one while striking out six. And he takes on the very bottom of the order before flipping over to the top. John Frank Salazar, the designated hitter, strikes out and grounded out to the pitch to the first baseman, I should say, in his two at-bats today. This will be his first time facing Jack Jasiak today. First pitch to Salazar is looped over towards left field. Charging is Zarate on a slide, makes the catch. Angel Zarate, since Jack Jasiak has entered the game, has made three of the five outs. Three of the four outs make that. There's only one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Caught Lira, Mexicano, and now Salazar out. Back to the top of the order for Justinson Garcia. Not a better bat you'd want up right now. First pitch, a called strike at the lower part of the zone. Jasiak sporting a live 5.47 ERA. Red Sox just need one to tie, two to take the lead. The 0-1 bounces into the dirt about 3 feet in front of home plate for ball one. 78 mile per hour breaking ball just didn't quite make it all the way to the plate. First pitch today was at 3.06. Currently 5.04 in the bottom of the eighth. 1-1 delivery. Hit back up the middle. Stumbling is Sadui, and it will drop in a gap as Sadui slips on the grass, and it allows the ball to drop in for a base hit. It is the sixth hit of the afternoon for Salem.
And the tying run is aboard. Go-ahead run to the plate, represented by the first round draft pick by the Red Sox in last year's MLB draft, Mikey Romero. First pitch, called strike on the outside part of the plate. Just barely clipping the strike zone. Romero batting .231, 1-for-3 today. The 0-1 chopped over. This could turn two. Ben Hameen flips to Devers for one. The throw on the first. Got him. It's a 4-6-3 double play that ends the eighth. Lynchburg goes back to the dugout relieved that Romero has grounded into the double play. So it's a 4-6-3 double play that turns two. That ends the eighth. Lynchburg has one more opportunity to add some insurance when we come back in the ninth on MILB TV.
Hey fans, the Salem Red Sox are teaming up with Vozzy to give fans a whole new way to stay in touch with your favorite MILB team. Receive Red Sox game updates, ticket deals, information on special events, promotions, and so much more. Sign up today at MILB.com/Salem. Hey Red Sox fans, be sure to follow your favorite team, the Salem Red Sox, on social media so that you don't miss any future Red Sox content. You can find us on Twitter, @SalemRedSox, Instagram, @SalemRedSox, and look for our Facebook page by searching Salem Red Sox. We're Boston's tomorrow, and it starts in Salem.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem. It's the ninth inning. Lynchburg leads 3-2 in game seven of this seven-game series. Series is tied at three games apiece. He couldn't ask for the game to be too much closer than it is. Lynchburg trying to add some insurance against Jonathan Brand, who came out of the bullpen with a bases-loaded two-out situation in the eighth and got out of it. Came in for relief of Johnny Felix, whose day will end after going an inning and two-thirds, allowing a hit, no runs, two walks, and no strikeouts. Angel Zarate, top of the order, will lead things off. First pitch from Brand is chopped over to the first baseman, Mexicano, who will step on the bag himself for the first out of the inning. Brings up the two-hole batter, Juan Benjamin. A three-spot Angel Hanau also set to bat this inning. Benjamin is 1-for-4 today. First pitch swung on and missed for strike one. Singled, grounded out, struck out, and flew out. So a full day for Benjamin. The 0-1 called strike on the outside part of the plate. And I guess you can say unpredictable when he has had four different results. So a ground out, strike out, base hit, and fly out. Four different results for four different at-bats. It's an 0-2 to Benjamin. He wears number one. The delivery downstairs for ball one. One ball, two strikes, one out. Lynchburg 3, Salem 2. Top of the ninth inning with the Hillcats trying to add some insurance in the final meeting this season between Lynchburg and Salem, the in-state rivals. 1-2, chopper. Brand tries to pick it up. Instead, it will go to Romero. The throw to first. Did he get him? He did! A great play by Mikey Romero to stay with it, throws to Mexicano, and records the out. Great play from Mikey Romero. Will dap up Roberto Mexicano over at first. A 4-3 ground out for Juan Benjamin will bring up Angel Hanau. Bit of an odd line for Hanau today. He is fouled out. Three of his four plate appearances. First pitch called strike inside. Fouled out to right, third, and the catcher. So three unique places to foul out. The 0-1 ball downstairs. One ball and one strike. His lone plate appearance in which he did not foul out was in the fourth when he walked. So 0 for 3 today is Hanau. The 1-1 delivery is swung on and fouled off for strike two. Jonathan Brand played his college ball at Miami of Ohio, was planning on playing a graduate season at Auburn. The 1-2 missing upstairs, two balls and two strikes. But then got drafted by the Boston Red Sox and decided that instead of playing at the SEC, he was going to play professionally. And he has been killing it for the Salem Sox this season. 2-2 fouled off. Keeps the count where it is. And in my opinion, it's only a matter of time before Brand gets the call up to High A Greenville. Seven saves, a 1.13 ERA, including his three outs he's recorded in this appearance. The 2-2 to Hanau is fouled off and will keep the app out alive. Hanau, when he walked in the fourth, it was a 9-pitch walk. Just a true battle against Salem starter Noah Dean. Now Brand, the fifth pitcher for Salem on the afternoon. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody aboard, top nine. The pitch to Hanau is fouled off into the Lynchburg dugout. Give you a score update from across the Carolina League. Through this and the next inning. It's a 2-2 count with two outs, so we may have to hold it here. The pitch to Hanau is popped up in the infield. The third baseman, James, will glove it. Three up, three down. Bottom of the ninth, Salem trails by one, needing a run to tie, two to win it. Bottom of the ninth, and the biggest inning of the ballgame coming up next on MILB.TV.
Hey Red Sox fans, come out to the ballpark and let your Jurassic side roar on Friday, August 11th for Dinos at the Diamond Night. For one night only, the dinosaurs are back from extinction, and they're here in Salem. The Augusta Green Jackets will be in town to take on your Salem Red Sox. Come be a part of all the prehistoric action. Get your tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets. And as always, go Sox!
Santa's coming to town!
Santa! This is Christmas!
That's right. Celebrate Christmas in July with us here at the ballpark on Friday, July 28th and Saturday, July 29th as the Salem Red Sox take on their crosstown rival, the Lynchburg Hillcats. Friday night features a bobblehead giveaway with more surprises on Saturday in store. Purchase tickets all season long at MILB.com/Salem/tickets.
You're listening to Salem Red Sox Baseball. Let's send it back up to the guys in the booth.
We welcome you back here to Salem Memorial Ballpark, bottom of the ninth. Tyler Katz joined alongside Giovanni Heater for the bottom of the ninth inning. It's Lynchburg 3, Salem 2. Salem has a chance to walk it off. But a call to the bullpen for the Hillcats just before we enter the bottom of the ninth. Tomas Reyes, number 31, will be the new man on the hill for the Lynchburg. Reyes, 1-1 with six saves on the season. This is his 20th appearance out of the bullpen. Alexis Hernandez, Luis Ravello, and Anderson Lira due up. Hernandez 0-3, due for a base hit. First pitch is outside for ball one.
Back on the 26th of July, earlier this series, he pitched an inning allowing a hit but no runs to the Red Sox. The 1-0 well outside for ball two. His last save was recorded on July 7th in a home game against Salem. 2-0, just a touch upstairs, and it's a three-ball count to Hernandez. Tying run is at the plate. Winning run is represented by the on-deck circle in Luis Ravello. 3-0, grounded over to the third base side. Hanau, the throw into first, is perfect, one away. Swinging on a 3-0 count on a pitch just a touch outside. Probably could have let it go. Salem down to their final two outs. Luis Ravello is 0 for 2 today. The Santo Domingo native is batting .222. 0 for 2 today with a strikeout, flyout, and a walk. Will take the first pitch down the middle for strike one at 76 from Reyes. The 0-1 chopper foul up the third base side, two strikes. The only way Salem can win is via the walk-off. Lynchburg has a couple of options. They can take it into extra innings or they can win it here. 0-2, check swing on a pitch just a touch upstairs. Really dangerous take from Ravello. Righty against righty. Excuse me, lefty and Reyes. Salem doesn't do too well against lefty pitchers. A foul ball hooking towards the right side. And out of play, the first baseman Felia gave chase to no avail. Salem has walked off a few games this season. Hasn't happened in the second half. One, two with Lira on deck. The pitch to Ravello is fouled off, stays alive. Quick scoreboard update around the Carolina League. Augusta takes down Charleston 3-2. Fayetteville defeats Down East 8-1. Fredericksburg defeats Myrtle Beach 9-8 in a barn burner. Here's the 1-2 to Ravello. Chopper to Hanau. Again, Hanau crossing the diamond perfectly. Two gone, and Salem is down to its final out. Bringing up Anderso Lira, who's 0 for 3 today. Pair of groundouts, one of which a double play and a flyout to left. Finishing up our Carolina League scoreboard, Kannapolis takes down Delmarva 2-1. Columbia and Carolina tied at zeros, bottom one. Augusta and Charleston in game two of a doubleheader in a few minutes. First pitch to Anderso Lira, a ball outside. 1-0 count, 91 mile per hour fastball from Reyes as the Hillcats look to take 4 out of 7 in this series. The 1-0 check swing, barely took it off the shoulders, I should say, as a ball will miss low for ball two. Lira represents the tying run. Winning run is still on deck. And that would be Lionel James, who nearly hit a home run. 2-0, called strike, takes it right down the middle at 91. Big opportunity here for Salem. Big series win, possibly for Lynchburg. Back up the middle, tough play. Benjamin has shifted perfectly. The throw to first is in time. And Lynchburg will hold on for the victory. Lets up two runs in the bottom of the sixth, but holds on and gets the series win 4-3 over Salem. At the end of the season, we came into this season tied in the all-time season series of the Battle of 460 at 600 games apiece. Entering 2024, the two teams will be tied again. 612-612 is where the 2023 tally will take us. Lynchburg winners 3-2 in this one. Don't forget to join us on the road next week, Tuesday through Sunday, as Salem will be in Fredericksburg. Gio and I will be on the call with you at SalemRedSox.com. Be sure to tune in for that starting on Tuesday. Pre-game show will start at approximately 6:50. Well, from Salem, where the next time the Red Sox will return August 8th at 7:05 against the Augusta Green Jackets.
Well, we'll see you Tuesday in Fredericksburg as the Salem Red Sox take on the Fredericksburg Nationals. One more time today, your final score, the Lynchburg Hillcats 3, the Salem Red Sox 2. For the entire crew in the room to our right, our video production manager, Stephen Langdon, my broadcast partner, Giovanni Heater, I'm Tyler Katz, saying so long from Salem Memorial Ballpark. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll see you on Tuesday in Fredericksburg.
Today's broadcast has been a presentation of the MILB, Diamond Baseball Holdings, and the Salem Red Sox. Be sure to keep up with the Red Sox at MILB.com/Salem, and we'll see you next time.